Parshas Hazria. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael lemor, speak to the Bnei Yisrael saying, Isha ki Hazria, a woman that will conceive, v'yolda zohar, and will give birth to a male child, v'tama'a, she will become tame, through giving birth, shivas yamim, for 7 days, kimei, similar to the days, nidas devoisa, of the flowing of the blood of her nida, titma, will she become tame. Just like a nida, a woman who is menstruating, the halacha is that she becomes tame. The level of tuma of a nida and the level of tuma of an isha that gave birth, a yoledes, are equal. The isha hayoledes is similar to a nida, even though the yoledes gave birth without any blood. Even though it was a leda yevesha, still the halach is she has the same laws of anida. The laws of anida are explained in Parshas Metzora, and this yoledes has those same laws. Uvayoyim hashmini, and on the 8th day, yimol besar orlosai, the flesh of his foreskin shall become circumcised. The child must have a bris mila. The Kliyoker asks, why is the Torah telling us the din of the bris mila for this child in middle of the parasha of yoledes, the parasha that is discussing the yoledes, the woman that gives birth? And he answers based on the Gemara in Nida daf lamed aleph amud beis. The Gemara asks over there, why do we circumcise a child on the 8th day and not earlier? And the Gemara says, because if the bris mila would be done earlier, then everybody who comes to the suda of the bris mila will be happy. They are eating and drinking. But the mother and father of this child will not be happy, because since the mother is tameh and the father is usher to her, the father may not have relations with her. Therefore, the father and mother are not in a state of happiness. It does not make sense that everybody else should be happy and not the parents. Therefore, the Torah says, do the bris mila on the 8th day after the tumah of the isha has already passed. They are mutter to each other, and this way on the 8th day, everybody is besimcha. Zok the Klei Yogar, that's pshat in the pasuk. V'tama shivas yomin, she is tame for 7 days, and after those 7 days pass, then uvayem hashmina yimol b'sar orlosai. On the 8th day, you can do the bris mila. Before we see pasuk dalad, we must give a small introduction. There are different stages in the tahara process, in the purification process. Typically, if one becomes tame, he is tovel. He immerses himself in a mikvah. That is the first step of the process. After the tefillah, he only transmits tuma to that which is holy. For example, he can be metame, truma, and kachim. He then waits until Harav Shemesh, until the sun sets. Harav Shemesh is the second stage of the tahara process. After Harav Shemesh, after sunset, he may eat truma. By certain tumas, one must also bring a carbon. There are four types of tuma where a person has to bring a carbon. A yoledes, a woman that gives birth, like we will see soon in this parasha, a zav and a zava, which are mentioned in parashas mitzayra, and also a mitzayra, a person that has saras, he must also bring a carbon. In those instances, kachim may not be eaten until the carbon is brought. So there is a third level of tahara. Again, we have the tefillah, the hair of shemesh, and the carbon. The second stage, which we mentioned earlier, was the time between the tefillah and the Harav Shemesh, the setting of the sun. This stage is called Tful Yoyim. He was already tovel, he already immersed himself in a mikvah, and now he is just waiting for the sun to set in order that he can eat truma. Typically, that stage is only for a few hours, from the time of tefillah until Harav Shemesh, until the sun sets. But by a yoledes, by an isha that gave birth, it is for a period of 33 days. Since she is tovel on the 7th day, but her Harav Shemesh is not on that night, the night of the tefillah, but rather on the night before she brings the carbon. Since she brings the carbon on the 41st day, so the night before that, she has Harav Shemesh, that is considered her Harav Shemesh, and then she can eat truma. So her stage of Tful Yoyim goes from the time she is tovel on the 7th day all the way to the 40th night, the night preceding the 41st day. That's why she is called a Tfulas Yoyim Aruch, one who has a very long stage of Tful Yoyim. So it comes out that the stages of purification of a Yoledes is as follows. On the 7th day, she immerses in a mikvah and she becomes mutter to her husband. But she is still also to eat truma and kachim all the way until the night that precedes the 41st day. On that night when the sun sets, she is mutter to eat truma. But kachim, she cannot eat until after she brings her karbonos on the 41st day. And the pasuk says, ushloishim yom ushloishes yomim. And for the next 33 days, the 33 days that follow the week of tumas nida, the din is teishev. She stays bidmei tahara in blood that is pure. Any blood that she sees during those 33 days are not metameher, but rather they are blood that are pure. B'chol kodesh loisiga, during these 33 days, she is not allowed to touch kachim. Although the pasuk says b'chol kodesh loisiga, which literally means she is not allowed to touch kachim, Rashi brings down a gemara in Yevamos that says the pasuk is telling us that she is not allowed to eat kachim. B'chol kodesh loisiga, all kachim she is not allowed to eat. And since it says b'chol all, it comes to include truma. She is not allowed to eat kachim or truma. Vela migdash loisavai, she is not allowed to enter the migdash, the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, ad melois yamei tahara, until the days of her purification are completed. Until she has Har Shemesh on the night of the 40th, which will allow her to eat truma. And until she brings the carbon on the 41st day, that will allow her to eat kachim. Everything we just said until now applies to an isha that had a zachar, a male. What happens if she gives birth to a nekeva, a female? Vim nekeva selid, if she gives birth to a nekeva, v'tama, she will be tame shivuayim for 2 weeks, kinidasa, similar to anida. Even though anida is only tame for 1 week, but the level of tuma that the nida has, this isha that gives birth to a nekeva will have for 2 weeks. V'shishim yoyim v'sheshes yomim, and for the next 66 days after those 2 weeks, teishev, she will stay al dmei tahara, with blood that is pure. Any blood that she sees during those 66 days will not be metamer. So a nekeva has the same dinim as a zachar, it's just that the numbers, the days, are doubled. Instead of 7 days like anida, there are 14 days like anida. And instead of having 33 days of Dam Toyar, there are 66 days of Dam Toyar. When the days of her purification will be finished and completed, Levain Oilavas, for a son and a daughter, which means on the 41st day, if she gave birth to a son, and on the 81st day, if she gave birth to a daughter, she will bring karbonos, like the pasuk will say. Meshech Chochma asks, why over here do we find that the Torah calls the children Ben Oibas? And earlier, when it mentions them, it says Zachar Nekeva. If you look in Pasuk Beis, it says V'yolda Zachar. And in Pasuk Hey, it says V'im Nekeva Seleid, if she will give birth to a Nekeva. Why does the Torah change the Lashon? Meshech Chochma answers, because when a child is born, he is considered a Suffolk Nathil. We are not sure if this child will live. The first 30 days of a child, he has a din of a Suffolk Nathil. Therefore, when the child is born, the Torah does not want to call this child a Ben Oibas, because we are not sure that this child will live. That's why, when they are born, the Torah calls them Zachar and Nekeva. But in Pasuk Vav, which is discussing the 41st day, or the 81st day, which is after the 30th day, so it's not anymore in the Parsha of Suffolk Nathil, therefore the Torah calls them Ben Oibas, a son or a daughter. So the Pasuk says that on this 41st day for a son, or on the 81st day for a daughter, Tavi, the Isha will bring Keves ben Shnasei la'Oila, a sheep in its first year for a carbon oila, Uven Yoina Oisar l'chatos, and a young dove or a turtle dove for a carbon chatos, El Pesach Oil Mayed El HaKoyen, to the opening of the Oil Mayed to the Koyen. The Isha will not stand in the Azara, because she is still Tameh, she did not bring her Karbonos, but rather, when the Pasuk says El Pesach Oil Mayed, it means that she will stand in the Shar HaNiknar, which was a gate that did not have the Kedusha of the Azara, and Tameim, people who were Tameh, that were not allowed to enter the Azara, stood over there. The Hikri Voi and the Koyim will offer it, will offer the carbon, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, v'chiper oleha, and atone for her, v'tahara, and she will become purified, mimikar domeha, from the source of her blood. Although we stated earlier that a yoledes is tame, even though she did not see any blood, so freik the dasakenemi baleatosis, why does the Torah say that she becomes pure, mimikar domeha, from the source of her blood? He answers that since she has a din of anida, all her halachos are similar to anida who has blood. Therefore, the Torah says she becomes purified mimkar domeha from the dinim of one who has blood coming from the makar, from her source. But not that we are talking about that she actually saw blood. Zois taras hayaledes, These are the laws of a yoledes, a woman that gives birth, lazachar, to a male, or lanakeva, or to a female. Rashi is medayik. Why does the pasuk say v'hikri vay, and he will offer it b'lashin yachid, if the Torah says that she brings two karbonos, a keves la'oila, and a bird l'chatos? It should have said v'hikri vam, and he will be makriv them. He answers, because only one of these two karbonos is ma'akev, will prevent her from eating kachim. And that is the karbon chatos. So since only the karbon chatos will prevent her from eating kachim, therefore the Torah says, b'lashin yachid v'hikri vay, and he will be makriv it, because only one of them will prevent her from the eating of kachim. The Mefarshim also discuss, the pasuk says, v'chiper oleha, and he atones for her. He brings a kapara for her. L'chaira, a kapara, an atonement, is only brought for somebody that did an avera. What avera did this Yoledes do that she has to bring a karbon that is mechaper on her chet? Some of Farshim learn, because an Isha, when she gives birth, is in so much pain that she makes a shvua. She swears that she'll never have another child again. So in order to nullify this shvua, therefore she brings a karbon chatos to be mechaper on this shvua. Kliyakar says that this kapara is not a kapara on this woman specifically, but rather it is a kapara for Chava, the first woman that was created. Since she ate from the Eitz Hadas, and because of that avera, all women suffer until today with pain during pregnancy and during childbirth. Therefore, after she goes through this whole ordeal of having the Tsar Haleda and Tsar Ha'ibor, she brings a carbon to be mechaper on the avera that Chava did, in order that this pain should stop. That's why it says, V'chiper oleho, the kapara is not upon her, but rather on Chava. The Asakenim Mibali Atosfa says that we really don't have to say the word V'chiper is a kapara on a chet, because we find in many instances that the Lushan, the language of kapara, just means a cleansing. And the pasuk over here would mean, V'chiper oleho, through her kabanos, she becomes cleansed. And the pasuk continues, Vim loy simsa yada deseh, if this woman cannot afford a sheep, so instead of bringing a sheep, the lakha, she will take shtei sarim, either two turtle doves, oy shnei bnei yona, or two young doves, echad la'oila, one will be brought for a carbon oila, v'echad l'chatos, and one for a chatos, v'chiper oleha akoyin, and the koyin will atone on her, v'tahera, and she will become purified. A regular Isha brings a keves la'oila and a bird l'chatas. But if she cannot afford it, then she brings two birds, one la'oila and one l'chatas. Rashi points out that the pasuk says oila before chatas. And we know that a carbon chatas is always brought before the carbon oila. So why does the Torah say oila first? Rashi says it's only l'mikra. Only for the reading of the Torah is oila first, do we read oila first. But when we bring the carbon, chatas is really brought first. So it's only for the reading of the Torah. Mefarshim ask, if Chatas is brought first, so why didn't the Torah say Chatas first? Why should we read Oila first? And they answer, because this Oila has a certain chashivos, a certain importance. Because it is the Oila that is the carbon that is changed based on the financial status of this Isha. Since this Isha cannot afford a keves la'oila, therefore she brings a bird la'oila. And since it is the carbon oila that is changing because the Isha cannot afford it, therefore the Torah says oila first. But when it comes to akrava, to being makriv the carbon, of course the chatos is brought first. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis. Isha kisazriya, an Isha that will conceive. Amar Rab Samloi says, Kishem sheyitzi rosa shel Adam, just like the creation of Adam Harishon was achar kol behemah chayev oif, after the creation of all behemos, chayes, and birds, b'maseh bereishis, in the creation of the world, Hashem created the birds on the fifth day. Hashem created the behemah and chaya on the sixth day, but before Adam was created. As the Gemara explains, that in order that a person should not become haughty. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him last and said, if you will become haughty, you should know, why are you being such a big shot? A fly was created before you. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam last. So just like the creation of Adam was last, Kach Torosai, so too its laws, Nisparsha, will be explained, Achar Torat Behema Chayev Oif, after the laws of Behema, Chaya, and Oif. In Parsha Shmini, we discussed the laws of a behema, chaya, and oif, that become tamei. So after that, we discussed in Parashas Sasriya the laws of a person that will become Tameh and Isha that will be a Yoledes. Just like in the order of creation, Adam was last. Here also, in the order of telling us what's Tameh, we put Adam last and we say Behema Chayav Oif first in Shmini and start Parashas Sasriya with Adam. The Mefarshim ask, if we are going according to the order of creation, then Adam was created before Chava. So therefore, the parsha of Tumah of Adam should precede the parsha of Tumah of a woman. So why does the Torah say first Parsha Sasriya, which discusses a woman that became Tameh because she was a Yoledes, and first after that, Parsha Mitzrayah discusses a man that became Tameh because he was a Mitzrayah? The Mefarshim answer that we also have a rule. We have a klal, tadir, v'she'enu tadir, tadir koidim. That which is more usual comes first. And therefore, since a woman giving birth happens more often than a man becoming a mitzvah, therefore the Torah says the parasha of Isha, of Yoledes, before the parasha of a man of mitzvah. Zak Rashi ki sasriya, Rashi is bothered that the Torah should have said Isha ki seleit zachar, a woman that will give birth to a zachar. Why does it have to say the words ki sasriya? L'rabbis, it's coming to include she'afilu yoldasai machoy, even if she gave birth to a dissolved fetus, she'nimche, it became dissolved, v'nase, ke'en zera, and it became like semen, imoy, tamei leida, the mother is still tamei. Even though it was only ki sasriya, similar to zera, still, she is Tameh. Kimei, like the days, Nidas Devoisa, the flowing of her Nida, Titma, she will become Tameh. Kisei, the called Tumah, like the order of all the Tumah, Ha'amura Benida, that is stated in the Parasha of Nida, in Parashas Mitzayra, Mitama Betumas, later, she becomes Tameh by giving birth. Va'afilu Nifta HaKever B'Laidam, even if the womb was opened up without any blood coming out. Devoisa, what does the word Devoisa mean? Lashon Dover Hazov, something that flows, Migufa, from her body. Nidas Devoisa, the flowing of blood from the Nida. Zot Rashi Lashon Acher, another Pshat, Lashon Mazdeh V'choyli. The word Devoisa is a Lashon, a language of sickness. She'eni she'roi adam she'lo techlo. And Isha does not see blood without becoming sick. Roisha ve'evarel k'veit n'malel, where her head and her limbs become heavy on her. So that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Nidas Devoisa, the sickness of her Nida. Zot Rashi, for the next 33 days, Teishev, she will stay bidmei tahara in dam toyar, ein Teishev el loshon akova. The word Teishev means to stay. Kimoi, like it says in the Pasuk in Tvarim, vateishvu v'kodesh, and they stayed in Kodesh, vayeshev be'eloni mamre, and he stayed in eloni mamre. Bidmei tahara, in blood that is tahar, afapi sheroya tahara, even though she sees blood, this blood is tahar during these 33 days. Rashi is now medayek, why the word Tahara is stated once with a mafikeh and once without a mafikeh. If you look at the words Bidmei Tahara, the Hey of Tahara does not have a dot in it. But Yemei Tahara, at the end of the Pasuk, the Hey of Tahara does have a dot in it. So Rashi, Bidmei Tahara, in the blood that is pure, Loi mafikeh, there is no dot in the Hey, Behushem Dover, because it is a noun, Kimoi Tayhar, like the word Tayhar, pure. Bidmei Tahara means in the blood that is pure. But Yemei Tahara, the days of her purification, Mafikei. Over there is a dot in the hay, which means Tahara, her purification. Yemei Tahara Shalom, the days of her purification. Maskil David explains why it has to be like this, that the first time Tahara is without a Mafikei, and the second time has to be with a Mafikei. And he explains, because the first time Tahara is going on to May on the blood. The Pasuk is saying, during these 33 days, any blood that she sees is blood that is tahor, that is pure. It does not make sense to say tahara, her purification, because it is not only concerning her that we say that during these 33 days the blood is tahor, but any woman that gives birth after the first 7 days that she is like Anida, the next 33 days that she sees dam, are dam tahor, our blood that is pure. So therefore we do not want to say mafikei, which would mean bidmei tahara in the blood of her purification, because it does not only apply to her. Therefore it says without a mafikei, bidmei tahara, the blood of purification. But at the end of the pasuk, the word tahara is going on the word yemei, days, on the days of her purification. The days are not tameh or tahor. It's only in relation to her are these days tameh or tahor. That's why the Torah says that she is not allowed to enter the Mikdash until she completes Yemei Tahara, the days of her purification, because these days are not Tame or Tara to anybody else. Only concerning her are these days the days that will make her Tahar or Tame. That's why it says it with a Mapike. Zok Rashi lo sika, she shall not touch azara lo eichel. This is a warning that the isha may not eat kachim. K'moy sheshenuya b'yavamis, like we learned in Masechta Yavamis, because the pasuk said b'chol kodesh lo sika, right next to the pasuk ve'el amigdash lo savay. Just like ve'el amigdash lo savay, the iser of one who is tamei to enter the migdash is bekaris. So we learn b'chol kodesh lo sika. The pasuk, when it says b'chol kodesh lo sika, is also referring to an iser that there is a chiyuv karis. One who touches kachim when he is tameh, there is no chiyuv karas. But rather, one who eats kachim when he is tameh does have a chiyuv karas. That's why the Gemara Yavama says that b'chol kodesh lo siga is referring to one who eats kachim, similar to the chiyuv karas of ve'el amigdash lo savay. B'chol kodesh, why does it say b'chol? L'rabbi says that truma, it comes to include that she may not eat truma until she has harav shemesh. L'fi shezut tfules yom aruch, because this isha has a very long stage of being a tful yom. Shetav lalasei shiva, she immerses herself in a mikvah at the end of the seventh day. Ve'ein shim shamariv, her son does not set to allow her to eat truma l'tahara, to purify her, at shkiyas hachama shel yom arboim, until sunset of the 40th day. Shelamachar, because on the following day, tavi es kaporas taharasa, she will bring her karbonis. Pasuk says, v'hikrivoi, and the kohen will offer it. It does not prevent her from eating kachim, ela echa mehem, only one of these two karbonos. That's why it says it, belashin yochid vikri boy. Ve'izehu, which carbon is this? Zechatos, this is the chatos. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'chipor leha hakoyim v'tahera. Further on, in pasuk, ches, the pasuk says, v'chipor leha hakoyim. The kohen will atone for her and purify her, so we darshin v'chiper. Mi shehu bo lechaper. The carbon that comes as a kapara, as an atonement, boy hatahara tluyiboy. That is what the purification is dependent on. The chiper, that which comes for kapara, vitahera, will allow the tahara to take place. And since it is the carbon chatas that is the one that is brought for a kapara, that is the one that is ma'akev, that will prevent the isha from eating kachim. The Sifsei Chacham is medayek. Why does Rashi have to go to pasuk ches, to the pasuk of v'chiper oleh hakoyin v'tahira, to make this drasha? Why can't he use the pasuk in pasuk zayin where it says v'chiper oleh v'tahira? We can make the same drasha from those words. Sifsei Chacham answers, because over there it is a little better of a diuk. Because if you look at the pasuk right before v'chiper oleh, it says the word l'chatos. So we can say that the kapara that we are referring to, that is ma'akev, the eating of kachim, that is the karban chatos. But since in this pasuk, before the word v'chiper, it doesn't say l'chatos, that's why it does not bring this pasuk as the raya. V'tahara, and she will become pure, michlal. From here we see, she'ad kan kruya tmeya. Until this point, until she brings her karbanos, in certain ways, she is still tmeya, because she cannot eat kachim. Echad la'oila v'echad l'chatos, one for a karban oila and one for a karban chatos. Lo'ikdima ha'kosom, the Torah did not put the oila before the chatos, el le'mikra, only for reading it. When you read the Torah, you read oila first. Aval la'akrava, but concerning being makrav and offering the carbon, chatos koidem la'oila, the chatos comes before the oila. Kach shoninu b'zvachim, so we learned in zvachim, perek kol hatodir, in perek kol hatodir. Maskal David asks, why does Rashi wait until this pasuk to ask this question? Why the Torah says oila before chatos? He could have asked this question in pasuk vav, where over there it says that she brings the keves la'oila and ben yoina oitar l'chatos. Why does it say oila before chatos? And you cannot say it is because over there we are referring to an animal, a keves la'oila and a bird l'chatos. So maybe you'll say then when you're bringing an animal and a bird, the animal comes first and you bring the keves la'oila before the tar l'chatos. Because the Maskil David says that it is a beferish gemara, that even over there the chatos, which is a bird, precedes the bringing of the keves, which is an animal, la'oila. So why didn't Rashi make the diak from there? Maskal David says, because he is bothered by the wording in Pasuk Ches, and that's why he made the diak from Pasuk Ches. Why in Pasuk Ches does it say, Echod la'oila ve'echod l'chatos? It should say, Echod la'oila ve'hasheni l'chatos. Why does it say Echod? It must be because in certain ways, the chatos will be Echod, will be first. and that is la hakrova. The chatos is really coming first when it is offered, and it's only l'mikro that the oila is said first. There is a very interesting balaturim in pasuk vav where the balaturim asks, why do we find in pasuk vav that it says ben yoina oisar? It says the yoina first, when all over in the Torah it always says tar first. The turtle dove is said before the dove. Like we find in pasuk ches where it says shtei sarim or shnei bnei yoina. First the tarim and then the bnei yoina. So why in pasuk vav does it say yoina first? And he answers, because in pasuk vav you are bringing one bird, either one ben yoina or one tar. If somebody has a choice to bring one ben yoina or one tar, the Torah is telling you bring the ben yoina first. Why? Because the Torah had rachmanis on this tar, on this turtle dove. Because the nature of a tar is that if the male was taken away from the female tar will never mate and take another zachar, another male. This female tar will remain by itself forever. The Torah did not want that to happen. The Torah had rachmanis on the female tar. And therefore the Torah says, if you want to take a ben yoina or tar, take the ben yoina first. Because the female yoina will find another mate. But only as a last resort should you take the tar and break up this couple. But later on in Pasuk Ches, where over there it says, you shall take shtei sarim or shnei bnei yoina, you are taking two, so then you can take the male and the female. You're not breaking up the couple. That's why it says over there you can take the tarim first. L'chaira, there are two difficulties with this balaturim. First of all, it should come out based on what the balaturim says, that when the person takes shtei sarim, he should have to take a couple, a male and a female. Because if he were to take two males, he'd be breaking up two couples and doing more damage than what was being done in pasuk vav. And we do not find in halacha that he must take a male and a female. Secondly, what will the balaturim do with the pasuk in parshas vayikra, perik aleph, pasuk yudalet, where there the pasuk is discussing a voluntary carbon oila brought from oifos, from birds, and the pasuk says he can bring tarim or bnei yoina, one tar or one bnei yoina, and over there the pasuk says tar before ben yoina, even though we are discussing one bird. So we have to understand how the balaturim will answer and explain these two kashas. And the pasuk continues the parsha of Saras. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aharon lemer. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, Adam, a person, ki yeh ba'or b'sorei, that will have on the skin of his flesh, a nega, se'es, oy sapachas, oy baheres. There are different levels of whiteness of the tzaras, and the pasuk is telling us these different levels of whiteness. Se'es and baheres are the two main categories, and sapachas is the name of the subcategory. Se'es, the Torah is saying that a person will have the main category of Se'es or its subcategory called Sapachas, or the person will find Baheres, the main category of Baheres, and its Sapachas, its subcategory, its Toldo. Se'es, the Gemara says, is white like wool. The Sapachas, the subcategory of Se'es, is Kikrum Shel Be'el, white like the membrane of an egg. Baheres is white like Sheleg, like snow. The sapachas, the subcategory of baheres, is white like sidah hechel, the plaster of the hechel. They used to plaster the hechel of the Beis HaMikdash once a year. So white like that plaster is the sapachas of baheres. So if somebody finds on his flesh any of these four colors of saras, white like wool, white like snow, white like the membrane of an egg, or white like the plaster of the hechel, and it will be on the skin of his flesh for a neged tzaras. It will be brought to Aaron the Kohen, or to one of his children the Kohanim. It is a gzeres hakosav, a decree in the Torah, that the tumah and the tahara of a neged tzaras can only be done through the Kohanim. In order to state that this neged is tame, or to say that is tar, it can only be done through a Kohen. And the Kohen will see the Nega Ba'or HaBosar on the skin of his flesh. And the hairs in the Nega turned white. There were two dark hairs in the Nega, and these two dark hairs turned white. That is a siman of tumah. Umari hanega omoik me'or b'sorei. And the appearance of the nega looks deeper than the skin of his flesh. Rashi says that this is a fact of nature, that when you have two things next to each other, something that is dark and something that is light, the light thing looks deeper than the dark thing. Just like if you have on one surface sun and shade, the sun looks like it's deeper than the shade. It looks like the shade is on top of the sun. So since you have white tzaras on skin, the tzaras looks deeper than the skin. Nega tzarasu. This is a nega of tzaras. And the Kohen will see it and declare this person to be Tomei. Since he has two dark hairs that turned white, that is a simen tuma, and this person is a mitzurah mukhlat, a definite mitzurah. The im baheres levonahi me'or besorai, if he has a white baheres in the skin of his flesh, ve'omoik ein mar'eho min ha'or, and it does not look deeper than the flesh, u'sa'or aloi hafach lovon, and the hairs inside the nega did not turn white, v'hiskir ha'koyin es ha'nega shivas yomim, and the koyin will lock up the person that has the nega for 7 days. According to what Rashi said earlier, that it is a fact that something that is light always looks deeper than the thing that is dark. So what's pshat in this pasuk? How can the pasuk say va'omek ein mar'eho min ha'or, that the saras does not look deeper than the skin? If it is a fact, then it has to be like that, and that's why Rashi says lo yadati pirushoy. I don't understand pshat in this pasuk. It's not possible for the saras not to be looking deeper in appearance than the skin. Ramban therefore learns that the pshat in the pasuk is different. Of course, it's possible to have something that is white that doesn't look deeper than the thing that is dark. It depends how white the white thing is. So in Pasuk Gimel, where the teras was white, and there was also two white hairs, so everything was white, therefore it looked deeper than the skin. But in Pasuk Dalet, where the white hairs, where the black hairs did not turn white, so you have dark hairs in middle of the teras, that does not make the white so white, and when one looks at it, it does not look deeper than the skin. The Maharam Rottenberg learns pshat in the pasuk to answer Rashi. He says, the truth is, every light thing looks deeper than the dark thing. And the pshat in the pasuk is like this, ve'omoik, it looks deeper. Ein ma'areha min ha'or, its appearance is not similar to the flesh, it looks deeper than the flesh. So according to this, the pasuk is saying over here also that the ma'aret tzaras looks deeper than the flesh, than the or. The pasuk says, "V'hiskira koyin es hanega shivas yomim." The koyin will lock up the person with the nega for 7 days. In what way is this person locked up? The Ksav HaKabbalah and also in Sefer Shem Oilam both explain that the Mishnah says in the Goyim that the person that is a Mitzurim Muskar who is locked up may leave to go to the Beis HaKnesses, to go to Shul. So it does not mean he is totally locked up that he cannot leave, but rather it means that his door is closed and there should not be people coming in and out of his house. That's what it means by V'hiskir HaKoyin Etz HaNega Shivas Yomim. But the Radak learns that it actually means that they lock the door to his house and nobody may come in and out and he may not leave for 7 days. We explain the pasuk v'hiskir ha'koyin es ha'nega means that the koyin will lock up es ha'nega, the person with the nega, as if it says v'hiskir ha'koyin es ha'menuga shivas yomim. But there are those that learn v'hiskir ha'koyin es ha'nega means that they make a circle around the nega, since we will see that if this nega spreads after the first week, the person is tamei. So how do we know if it spreads? So the pasuk is saying v'hiskir ha'koyin es ha'nega, the koyin will encircle the nega, he'll make a mark around the nega to see how big the nega is, and if this nega spreads past this mark, we know that it spread. Dasakein and Mibali HaToisvis does not like this pshat, because he says that we can only do this, like the parasha says further, by nega hanesek, by a nega that is in a place where there's hair. Over there the pasuk says that we leave a few hairs around the nega, and if the nega spreads past the place of the hairs, we know that it spread. Over there nobody can tamper with the hairs, because how can you move hair? But over here we are afraid that the nega might spread, and the person with the nega won't want to be tamei, so he will move the line and make it bigger. This way, the kohen won't know if the nega spread or not. That's why he says we cannot learn pshat in this pasuk. V'hiskira koinetz hanega means that he makes a circle around the nega, but rather the pshat is like we explained earlier, the koyin locks up the person with the nega for 7 days. So again, the pasuk is telling us that if there are no two white hairs, then the koyin will lock up the person with this nega for 7 days. V'ra'ohu ha'koyin b'yom ha'shvi'i. And the koyin will look at this person on the seventh day. He gives a time, 7 days, something that you look at every day, you can't really tell if it spreads, so therefore, we wait 7 days, and the Kohen looks at it at the end of 7 days. V'hine ha-nega omad ve'enov. And behold, the nega, omad ve'enov, stayed in the same appearance. It did not become lighter, it did not become a color that is not saras anymore. And also, lefosa ha-nega ba'or, it did not spread, because if it spread, then it definitely will be tameh. Then the Kohen will lock it up for a second set of 7 days. If it got lighter and it's not a marat saras, it is not one of the colors of saras, it's definitely tar. If it spreads, it's definitely tummy. But if it stays the same, then he locks it up for a second set of 7 days. Let us go a few psukim further before we go back on the Rashis. Sheni. And the Kohen will look at this person at the end of the second set of 7 days, which really means on the 13th day, because the seventh day is counted as the last day of the first set and the first day of the second set. And the Kohen will see that the nega became lighter, and it did not spread. And the Kohen will be mitaher this nega, mispachasi, it is a mispachas, which is a name of a nega, which is not tome. And the person will be tovel himself and tovel his clothing, and then he will be purified, he will be tar. And even though we are saying that this is a Mispachas, a name of a nega, which is tar, since he was muskor, he was locked up, he still needs to be tovel himself and tovel his clothing. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, and that's the way Rashi Pashtus learns, the pasuk is telling us that the only time this person is tahar is only if the nega became lighter, like the pasuk says, v'hinei keoha nega. But if the nega would stay exactly the same after the second week, the person would be tameh. Frank the Ramban, this is a contradiction to the Taurus Kahanim, who says that after the second week, if the nega stays the same, the person is tar. So how can we say that he is only tar if the nega became lighter? The Ramban therefore learns that of course, like the Taurus Kahanim says, if the nega stays exactly the same, then the person is tar. What does the pasuk mean by saying v'hine kea hanega, that the nega became lighter? It's telling us a chiddush. That let's say, for example, the nega started off white like snow. And then after 2 weeks, it got lighter, and now it's white like the plaster, like siddah hechel. So you might think that since it changed from one marat saras, from one color of saras to another, you might think we look at it like a new nega. And we say, let's start all over again. Let the kohen look at it and give it a first week, and then if it doesn't spread, give it a second week. Therefore, this pasuk is telling us, v'hine kea hanega, even if it changed colors, since it's still one of the colors of Taras, it's the same nega, and if it didn't spread, it is tar, it is a mispachas. And the pasuk continues, v'im pasoi sifse ha-mispachas ba'or, if this mispachas will spread in his skin, acharei heira oisoi el ha-koin l'tar osoi, after the koin saw it and said that it was tar, v'nira shenis el ha-koin, you must bring it back and show it a second time to the koin, v'ro ha-koin, and the koin will see it, v'hine pososo ha-mispachas ba'or, and this mispachas spread in his skin, v'timoi ha-koin, the koin will then say it is tamei, saras he, this mispachas is saras. So we see so far that there are two ways that the koin can tell for sure that this is saras: if the dark hairs inside the nega, two dark hairs, turn white, or if the nega spreads, whether it spreads after the first week, or after the second week, or even after the kohen says it's tahar, if it spreads after that, it is definitely saras. And once something is confirmed to be saras, then all the dinim that are stated in Parashas Metzora must be done to this person, which means he has to bring special karbonos, he has to shave off all the hair on his head and his body, and also they shecht a bird and sprinkle its blood upon him, like we will see clearly and in more detail in Parashas Metzora. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis Se'es Oisa Pachas Shemois Negoim. These are names of Negoim, afflictions. Ulevonois Zumizu, and one is lighter than the other. Se'es is white like wool, and Baharis is even whiter, white like snow. And the Sapachas is the subcategory of both of them. Baharis, the literal meaning of Baharis is Chabar Burois spots, tire belaz. V'chein, and so it says in Iyuv, Bohir Hu Bashchokim, the clouds were spotted in the sky. El Aharon, Kaseris HaKosavu, Shein Tumas Negoyim, V'Taharoson. El Alpi Koyin. It is a decree from the Torah that the Tumah and the Tahara of Negoyim must be done only through a Koyin. V'Seir Ba'lovan Banega Hofach Lovan, Mitchila Shachar. Originally the hair was dark, V'Hofach Lelovan, and it changed colors to white, B'Soich HaNega, inside the Nega. U'Miyat Seir Shnayim, the minimum amount of hair is two. Omoik Me'or Besore, it looks deeper. Kol Mara Lovon, anything that is white, Omaiku, looks deeper. Kemara Chama Amuka Minatzel, just like the sun looks deeper on a surface than the shade. V'time Oisoi, Yoyma Loi Tomeyata, the Kohen will say and declare that you are Tomei. Shesar Lovon, because two white hairs, Simen Tumahu is a Simen Tumah, Gzeris HaKosev, that is a Gzeris HaKosev. Rashi is bothered, va'omekein mareho, it says that it does not look deeper. How is that possible? If that is a fact, that something that is light always looks deeper, how can the pasuk say, va'omekein mareho? Lo yadati piushoi, therefore Rashi says, I do not know pshat in these words. Vehiskir, yaskirenu bebayis echod, he will confine this person to one house, v'lo yireh atzeif ha'shavua, and the kohen will not look at it until the end of the week, v'yechichoi simanim olav. And then the characteristics of this nega, what will happen over the next week, will tell us if it's real taras or if it's not. And after the first week, if the nega was omad be'enov, b'mar ehu, in its appearance, uvishiyure harishon, in the same size, if it looks the same and it's the same size, then the kohen will lock it up for a second week. But if it got lighter, and it's not one of the colors of taras, it will be tar. And if it spreads, then it will be tame. Viskira shenis hoyim posa bishavur rishon. But if it spreads after the first week, tame muklot, it is definitely tame, and the kohen will say that you are a tame. Keo hanega, if the nega became lighter, hucha mimarisoi, it got lighter from its appearance. Hoyim omad bimarisoi, but if it stayed the same, oy posha, or if it spreads, tame, it is tame. Rashi here seems to be learning the pasuk like the simple meaning that if the nega stays exactly the same, then the nega is tame. It's only tar because it got lighter. And this is what the Ramban asked from the Toras Kahanim, that in the Toras Kahanim it states that if it stays the same after the second week, it is tar. The Ayin Ramban that we stated earlier, that he learns differently in the pasuk. The Ayin B'Sefer Divrei David on Rashi, who changes the girsa in Rashi in order to make Rashi fit with the pshat of the Ramban. Zok Rashi Mispachas, Shem Nega Tar, that is a name of a Nega that is Tar. The Chibe is Begodu V'Tar, and he washes, he's Tovel his clothing, and he will become Tar, even though he was Tar because the Nega is only a Mispachas, Hoyel V'Niskok and Lehesker, since he needed to be locked up, Nikra Tomei, in a certain way he is still considered Tomei, Mitzarach Tfila, and therefore he still needs to toivel himself and toivel his clothing. V'timoy HaKoyin, if it spreads after he was metaret, the Koyin will be metamed this person. U'mishetimoy, once he becomes Tomei, harehu muchlot, he is a definite Mitzayra. V'zokok, and he needs L'tziporim, the birds that are mentioned in Parashas Mitzayra. U'letaglachas, and also to shave the hair on his body, ula carbon and bring a carbon, ha'omer b'parashas zois tia, all that are stated in parashas zois tia teres hamitzera. Tzoras he, zog rashi ha'mespachas ha'zois, this mespachas, he is lashon akeva, he is going back on the word mespachas, which is also a lashon akeva, and when the pasuk says she is tzoras, it is referring to this mespachas is tzoras. Tzaras is Lashon Akeva. The word Tzaras is Lashon Akeva. Nega is Lashon Zohar. The word Nega is a Lashon of Zohar. Rashi is bothered why sometimes the Pasuk says Tzaras he. She is Tzaras in the feminine. And in Pasuk Gimel, for example, it says Nega Tzaras who. He is Tzaras. Why does it say sometimes who in the masculine and sometimes he in the feminine? Therefore he says it depends on what the word he is going on. If it's going on mispachas or tzaras, then it gets a lashon akeva. But in pasuk gimel, where over there it says nega tzaras hu, the word hu is going on the nega, and since nega is lashon zachar in the masculine, therefore it says hu. And the pasuk continues nega tzaras kisiyah ba'adam, an affliction of tzaras that will be in a person v'huva el hakohen, and it will be brought to the kohen. And the kohen will see it. And behold, there was a white se'es in the skin. And it had a simen tumah. The dark hairs, two dark hairs in the se'es turned white. Or there was a spot of healthy flesh in middle of the se'es, in middle of the nega. The pasuk is telling us over here that this se'es had one of two simani tuma. Either the dark hairs turned white, or the Torah is telling us over here a new simen tuma, the simen tuma of michyas basar chai, where inside the nega there was a spot of healthy flesh, and this is a simen tuma. Although you might think that healthy flesh inside a nega should be a simen tahara, the pasuk says no. Tzaras noishenesi ba'ar b'saroi. There is an old tzaras inside the skin of his flesh. The kohen will say that it is tame, lo yaskirenu. He shall not lock this person and quarantine him. Ki tamehu, because he is tame. So now we have discussed all three simani tuma of nige ar basar, of a nega that is in the flesh of his skin. The first one is when two dark hairs turn white. The second one is pisyoin, when the nega spreads. And the third one is michyas basar chai, when there is a healthy piece of flesh in the middle of the nega. And although the simen tuma of pisyoin, of spreading, is mentioned by Baharis, like the pasuk says in pasuk dalet, vim baharis levonohi, and over there it says the simen tuma of pisyoin, of spreading, and in pasuk yud by se'es, it says michyas basar chai, the simen tuma of healthy flesh inside the nega. So you might think that only by baharis is there a simen tuma of pisyoin, and only by se'es is there a simen tuma of michyas basar chai. On that Rashi says this is not so, but rather by all four colors of tzaras, whether it is white like snow, white like wool, white like sid ha'echel, like plaster, or white like the membrane of an egg, all four colors of tzaras are tameh, whether there is two white hairs, or whether there is michyas basar chai, or pisyoin, or it spread. The simani tuma of pisyoin, of spreading, of sar lovon, of two white hairs, and the only reason why it says pisyoin by baharis, and michyas basar chai by se'es, the Shem Olam explains, because Diber HaKosov Behoive, the Torah speaks about what is usual. And since it is more usual for Pisyoin to happen by Baharis, and for Michyas Basar Chai to happen by Se'ez, therefore the Torah says it in that way. But really, all these Simani Tuma can happen by all four Marois of Tzaras. And the pasuk continues, Vim Poreach Tifrach HaTzaras Ba'or, if the tzaras will spread in the skin, v'chisesu ha-tzaras, and the tzaras will cover eis kol or ha-nega, all the skin of the person with the nega, me'roshay v'yad raglov, the tzaras will cover him from head to toe, l'chol mare eini ha-kohen, wherever the kohen can see. And Rashi tells us, l'chol mare eini ha-kohen is teaching us that the kohen must have good vision and be able to see well. But a kohen whose vision is impaired, the halacha is he shall not look at Nagoyim. V'roah ha-kohen, and the kohen will see, v'hineh chisesu ha-tzaras, is called b'saroi. Behold, this tzaras covers all the flesh of this person. V'tiyar es ha-nega. The nega is tar, and the kohen will say it's tar. Kulay hafach lovon. The whole nega, the whole person, changed to white. Tarhu, it is a simen tar. And the mefarshim will ask, shouldn't it be just the opposite? If a gris, a size of a big bean of taras, is enough to be metameh, so shouldn't we say all the more so a person who is covered with taras from head to toe should be tameh? Why does the Torah say tarhu, that he is tar? Rabbeinu Bechaye and in Sefer Tzror Hamor say that this is a gezeiras hakosuf. Just like Parah Aduma is a chayk, we don't understand it, so too a person who is covered from head to toe with taras, that he is tahar, that is also a chayk, a gezeiras hakosuf, and we do not understand it. The Ibn Ezra and the Tur offer an explanation, and they say, when the nega spreads from head to toe, and it covers the whole body of the menuga of the person with the nega. That shows us that the nega is not so deep. Just like when you have a small body of water, that body of water is deep. But if this small body of water that's deep spreads, it can cover much more ground, but it's not as deep anymore, it's shallow. Similarly, over here, when the nega spread throughout the whole body, that tells us that the nega is not so deep, it's only on the surface, and that's why it is tar. And on the day that inside the nega there appears in it basochai, healthy flesh, yitma, it will become tameh. This is telling us again the din of michyas basochai, that healthy flesh inside the nega is a simen tumah. For Rashi, we already know this earlier from pasuk yud. Why does the pasuk have to repeat it over here in pasuk yud dalet? Rashi says, because there is a halacha by michya, that when the kohen looks at a michyas basochai inside a nega, the din is that the kohen has to see the whole nega at one time. If the kohen cannot see the whole nega at one time, he cannot be metameh the nega. That's why if a nega is seen on one of the chaf dalet rosh eivarim, on one of the 24 tips of limbs, which are the 20 fingers and toes, the tips of the ears, the tip of the nose, and the tip of the male organ. If the nega is on one of these 24 rosh eivarim, then the kohen cannot be metameh, because the kohen cannot see it at one time. Since it slants to each side, the kohen can only see one part of the nega at one time and then turn the aver to see the other part of the nega. So the pasuk over here is telling us, if this limb became fatter, so the slant became exposed and the kohen can see both sides of the slant at one time, he can see the whole nega at one time, then it is a simen tumah. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Uv'yoyim heirois by basachai. On the day that the aver became fatter, and the kohen can see the basar chai, the michya, and the whole nega at one time, then yitma, it will become tameh. And that is the chiddush of this pasuk by michyas basar chai over what was stated before in pasuk yud. Rashi also tells us why the pasuk has to say uveyoyim. The Torah could have said uve heirois by basar chai yitma. Why is it necessary to say uveyoyim heirois by basar chai on the day that he sees basar chai? And Rashi says, because there are yoyim, there are yomim, there are days that the kohen looks at a nega, and there are some days which the kohen does not. Namely, the kohen does not look at a nega of a chosin during the Shiva Shemei HaMishteh, his 7 days of celebration. And also, baregel, on a regel, on a yontif, the kohen does not look at a nega. Not a nega on the person's body, not on his clothing, and not on his house. Because we do not want to disturb the simcha of the chosin and the simcha of the yontif. And the pasuk says, V'ro ha-kohen es ha-bosor ha-chai. And the kohen will see this live flesh inside the nega, v'tim ha-oi, and he will say that it is tameh. Ha-bosor ha-chai tamehu. This live flesh is a simen tumah. Tzaras hu. He is tzaras. Who is a lashon zachar, referring to the basar. This basar, this flesh, has tzaras on it. And the pasuk continues, Oichi yoshev ha-bosor ha-chai v'nepach l'lovon. If, oi over here means if the healthy flesh will turn back to white, and this person will come to the kohen, and the kohen will see, vihine, and behold, nepach ha-nega l'lovon. The healthy flesh inside the nega, the michyas posochai, changed to lovon. Now, that whole area is just regular white tzaras. V'tihar ha-kohen es ha-nega. The kohen will be metaher the nega. Tahu, this is a simen of purity of tahara. The Shem Olam is medayek. Why over here in Pasuk Tezayin does the Pasuk use a terminology of Uvo El HaKoyin? He comes by himself to the Koyin, as opposed to Pasuk Beis, where over there it says Vehuvo El HaKoyin, as if somebody else is bringing this person to the Koyin. And he answers, because over there, the person never showed this nega to the Koyin. He's afraid to come to the Koyin. He doesn't want the Koyin to say that this nega is Saras. So therefore, v'huva el ha-kohen, he has to be brought against his will to the kohen. But over here, this person already had michyas basochai. He already had something that was taras. And now, this michyas basochai became white. So he really wants to be metaher this nega. He wants to make this nega tar. Therefore, uvo el ha-kohen, he himself will come to the kohen in order to see if the fact that this nega changed from michyas basochai to lavan if it will be mitar him, and that's why he will come by himself. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud, Umichyas, Shnimant Belaz. It means in Old French, healing. Shenepach Miksas Haloivon, because part of the white in the tzaras, Shebeseich HaSeis, inside the Seis, changed Lamara Bosa to the appearance of regular flesh. Afu Simen Tuma. This is also a Simen Tuma by itself. Sar Lovan Beloi Michya, two white hairs without Michya, healthy flesh. Umichya, and healthy flesh Beloi Sar Lovan, without two white hairs. Both of them alone are Simoni Tuma. Afa Pisholei Nemer Michya El Beseis, even though the Simen Tuma of Michya is only stated by the Tzaras of Seis, Af Bechol Mahamaros. Also, by all the colors of Tzaras, the Tzaras Sehem, and the offsprings, whether the primary colors of white like snow and white like wool, or the toldos, the offsprings, white like sid ha'echel and white like krum shalbeah, all of them, if they have michyas basur chai, hu simen tuma, that is a simen tuma. Taras no shenasi, maka yishonahi, takas ha'michya. There is an old wound underneath this michya, underneath this healthy flesh. V'chaburzu nearest bria m'mala. This bruise looks healthy on top. V'tachteho malei alecha. But underneath it, it is full of fluid. Sheloi toimar. You shall not say, hoil v'olso michya, since this tzaras seemed to have healed, healthy flesh grew in middle. Atarena, I should be mitarit. Therefore the pasuk says, no. There is really an old wound underneath this michyas basar chai. And if the tzaras spreads, may rosha shel adam vad raglov, from head to toe of the person who has tzaras, l'chol mari einei koyin. So Rashi, prat l'koyin shechoshach me'ori. A koyin that cannot see well should not look at negoyim. V'yom herois boi basar chai, on the day that you see the michyas basar chai, he will become tamei. In some chabot michya harei kfar pirish shemichya simen tumo. The fact that a michya is a simen tuma was already said earlier. Why does the pasuk repeat it? Elo only hareisha hayanega becha miyasrim varbor rashi evorim. If the nega was on one of the 24 tips of limbs, she'ein mitam moyim mishum michya, that are not mitame because of michya, lefi she'ein nira hanega kula ke'echod, because the nega cannot be seen at one time. Sheshofea elach ve'elach, the limb slants to each side, v'chaz rosha ever. But if the tip of the limb changed, and what happened was it became fatter, v'niskale shipuoi, it became exposed, the slant ayde shuman, through the fat, kigoin shibari v'nasa roichev, the limb became fatter and became wider, and this way you were able to see both sides of the slant at one time, v'niris b'ha michya, and the michya can be seen at one time, l'manu akos of shetitma, the pasuk over here is telling us that the person will become tummy. Uviyoim, and on the day, matam v'loimar, why does the pasuk say uviyoim, l'lame, to teach you, yesh yoim she'at haroyaboy, there are days that the kohen looks at tzaras, yesh yoim she'enat haroyaboy, and there are days that the kohen does not look at tzaras. Mikan amru, from here, the chachamim said, chason a groom, noisnin loy, kol shiva shimei amishteh, we give him all 7 days of his celebration that we do not look at his tzaras. Loi, not on his body, ulit stilisoi, luksusoi, and not on his clothing, ulubesoi, and not on his house. V'chein boregel, and so is the din for everybody that on a yontif, the kohen does not look at negoyim. Noisin loi kol yumei haregel. We give him all the days of the regel that the kohen will not look at his negoyim. Saras, who? He is Saras. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Zachar of who? Zot Rashi ha-bosar ha-hu. This flesh, Saras who? Who is going on the Basar? And Basar is Lashon Zachar. That's why it says who. Shlishi. Now the Pasuk will discuss a new type of Nega. Until now we were discussing Nige or Basar if there was a Nega Saras in the person's skin. Now the Pasuk will discuss a nega called shchin and michvas esh, which means shchin. The person received a maka, a blow, and from this blow, a shchin, a boil appeared. When the boil healed, in its place, there was a white or whitish red nega. Or, if a person got a burn, and when the burn healed, there was a white or whitish red nega in its place. So the pasuk will tell us now what the dinim are with these negoyim. They are a little bit different than the dinim of nige or basar. And the pasuk says, uvasar ki yevoy va'oyre shchin, and flesh that will have in its skin a boil. which means there will be a makah, a blow to the person, and a boil will appear. The nirpa, and the boil will heal. And in the place of this boil will appear se'es lavona, a white se'es, oy vaheres lavona adam domes, or a reddish white vaheres. V'nira el ha-koyin, it will be shown to the koyin. V'ro ha-koyin, and the koyin will see it. V'hine mar eho shofol min ha-or. And behold, its appearance looks deeper than the skin, just like Rashi said earlier, by v'omoik min ha-or, which means that it appeared deeper because everything that is light appears deeper than that which is dark that is next to it. So here also, since the nega is on the skin, it looks deeper than the skin that surrounds it. Usa'ara hafach lovon, and two dark hairs turned white, v'tim oy ha-koyin. The koyin will say that this person is tameh, nega taras hi bashchin parocha, because a nega taras erupted from this boil. V'im yirena ha-koyin, but if the koyin will see it, v'hine ein bo se'er lovon, and behold, there aren't any white hairs, u'shifolo einena min ha-or, and it does not look deeper than the rest of the skin, v'hicheya, because it is dim, like we explained earlier from the Ramban, when there are no two white hairs in the nega, then the nega doesn't look so white, and therefore it does not look deeper than the surrounding skin. V'skirei ha-koyin shivas yomim, then the koyin will quarantine this person for 7 days. V'impasei, if at the end of 7 days the koyin will see that it spread, v'timei ha-koyin oisoi, the koyin will say that this person is tamei negahi, because she is a nega, this se'es, and this baheres, lashon nekeva, is a nega. But v'im tachteo tamoid ha-baheres, but if the baheres stays in its place, it does not change. Loi fososo, it does not spread. So revet hashchinhi, it is only a scar that happened because of the boil. V'ti haroi ha-koyin, and the koyin will say that this person is tohor. So we see clearly over here the difference between nigei or bosor and shchin. Because we said earlier by nigei or bosor that if the nega stays the same after the first week, the koyin will quarantine this person for a second week. But over here we see in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, if the nega stays the same after the first week, then the koyin will say that he is tar. So we see a kula, a leniency by shchin over nigei or bosor. Zakrashi Pasukut Ches Shchin Lashon Chimum, it means heating. Sheneschamim habosor belikoi haboloi machmas mako. The flesh became heated up due to an infection that came because of a blow. Shloi machmas or, not because of a burn, because a burn is mentioned in Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Here we are talking about that the person received a mako, and because of the mako, a shchin appeared. But v'nirpo, ha-shchin hela arucha, the boil healed, uvim koimoi, and in its place, hela nega acher, a different nega developed. Oy baheres lavona adam domes, it was either white or reddish white. She'ena nega lavon choluk, the nega is not solid white. Ela posuch, it is a mixture, umaurav b'shtei maris, mixed with two colors, loivin v'oidim, white and red. And the mara was shuffled. Its appearance looked deeper. The ain mamosha shuffle. It does not mean it was really deeper. Elimitoich leveni nusai, because of its whiteness. Hu nira shuffle. It looked deeper. Va'omuk kimara chamo amuka min atzel, just like the appearance of the sun that looks deeper than the shade next to it on the same surface. And Rashi is saying over here that although it says shuffle over here, and earlier it said amuk, the two mean the same. Nega he, she is a nega. Why does it say he lashon akeva if nega is lashon zohar? So Rashi, he is going on ha se'es hazois oya baheres. It's going on the se'es and the baheres. And since se'es and baheres are lashon akeva in the feminine, therefore it says nega he, she is a nega in the feminine because it's going on the se'es and baheres. But if tachteha vim koimo, in its place, the nega stayed after the first week, then we say it is tohar. Tzorevet hashchin kitagumoy roishim shichano. It's only a mark of the boil. Einoy ela roishim achimum hanikum bebasor. It's only a mark and a scar from the heat that is seen on the flesh. Kol tzorevet lashon regias or. The word tzorevet means wrinkling of the skin. Hanirga machmas chimum, that is wrinkled because of heat. Kamoy v'nitzrefu vokal ponim, and all faces will become wrinkled. Right rid belas. In old French, it means right rid. And also, toreves, right shemant belas. In old French, it is right shemant.